Hey everyone, welcome to episode 200 of the Racing Writers Podcast. I'm your host, Kelly Crandall. That's right, we've made it. It's 200 episodes. Thank you all for clicking and listening along every week to get us to this point. To think that we started episode 1 with Ryan Ellis, which was recorded in my car outside Turn 2 at Dover International Speedway in the media parking lot way back a couple years ago, to here we are, 200 episodes. We've recorded on Zoom, we've recorded in cars, team haulers, race shops, airplanes, a little bit of everything, but we've made it! I can't believe it, 200 episodes. So thank you so much for clicking today, and I can't wait to share this one with you. Episode 200 features Brian Wilson and Harrison Burton. They are the crew chief driver combo at Wood Brothers Racing for that 21 team. Brian Wilson was promoted to crew chief. Harrison Burton is going into his rookie cup series season, and we sat down and got the 411 from both of them on working together and their outlook for a rookie season together in the cup series, going cup racing, as well as what's ahead with next gen entering the scene. So as I mentioned, Brian Wilson is promoted from crew chief of Team Penske's Xfinity Series car with Austin Cindric, where he won the Drivers' Championship in 2020. He also has two owner's titles on his resume, 23 career wins. In fact, of the 81 wins that Team Penske has in the Xfinity Series, Brian Wilson has guided a driver to 23 of those. So that's about 25% or more, I think. I'm not very good at math, but I think it's about 25% or so. Well-deserved promotion for Brian to go to the Cup Series and be a crew chief. He's not unfamiliar to the Cup Series, however. You're going to hear that today. We go into a little bit of his background. Harrison Burton, of course, is coming up from the Xfinity Series as well. He's spent two seasons driving for Joe Gibbs Racing. He won four races, made the playoffs both the years, finished eighth in points in 2020 and 2021. And now gets his chance behind the wheel of that famed number 21 car. So as I said, we get to sit with both of them and talk about a number of those topics. And we got together over Zoom. It was Brian and Harrison together at the same time. It was the day that it was made official that Brian Wilson was going to crew chief for Harrison Burton. But they knew it was coming. So we talk about how they've been building chemistry the last couple weeks. Again, a great conversation. Glad to have them on at the same time, and they get to hold the honor of being episode 200 of the Racing Writers Podcast, so I hope you enjoy it. Here is Brian Wilson and Harrison Burton, episode 200 of the Racing Writers Podcast. As I said, congratulations, gentlemen. So first off, I know you're both making the rounds. So Brian, let me start with you. Just to be named a Cup Series crew chief working with Wood Brothers Racing, of course, you're staying in the Team Penske family. Just what does that mean to you? What's your overall reaction right now? I know you used the word exciting a minute ago.
Yeah, exciting is a great word, but it's also, it's a dream come true. It's something I think everybody, when they come to the Mooresville or Charlotte area to get into this business, everybody wants to get to the point where they can say that they're a cup level crew chief. So definitely a dream come true. Pretty exciting, especially in this situation, to be working with Harrison, to work with the Wood Brothers. It's a very exciting time.
Brian, you're not unfamiliar to the Cup Series. You've been there as an engineer before. You've filled in a few races for Paul a couple years ago. Obviously, a few years has passed, and I'm sure some things change, but having been there, at least, having been in that environment, do you think that will be a benefit when it comes to helping Harrison navigate his rookie season, helping him navigate, like I said, the environment, what it's like to be in that garage and just be in the Cup Series?
I certainly think that it doesn't hurt. Like you said, it's been a few years, but the good news is we've got a reset happening next year with the next gen car. So anything that's changed in that garage from a competitive side, from a tech standpoint, I think it's going to be a huge benefit that things are kind of resetting from that standpoint. But the Cup garage is a huge step up in competition from the Xfinity side. So, you know, whether it's me and Harrison or just the crew guys, kind of having been through the battles and been successful at that level with a team working alongside Paul Wolf, I think that's going to be a huge benefit.
Harrison, how much comfort does it give you that you have a veteran who's going to be in your ear? Brian, of course, is not new to being a crew chief. You've competed against him the last couple of years in the Xfinity Series. So I would assume that just probably makes things a little bit more comfortable for you that you've got a proven guy that's going to be on the top of the pit box.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, Brian's obviously proven himself in the Xfinity Series as a crew chief with the great races he's had with Austin. Spent a lot of time trying to make up speed to catch their race car. So to have him on my side now is exciting. And the opportunity we have together is really neat. You know, we're both starting fresh and we both have the belief that we can do it. But we understand that it's going to be really tough. Like he said, the Cup Series garage is a step up in competition, like really no other step up you can make. So getting accustomed to that, getting accustomed to those guys and racing those guys is going to be a challenge. But, you know, I think Brian's experience and my experience, you know, I've been around the sport for a long time, can kind of help me through those moments for sure.
What will you, Harrison, expect from him, or what would you like from him as your crew chief, as your leader, again, as somebody that has proven that, as I mentioned before, he's been there before, he's been around the sport for quite a while. What will you expect from him as your leader, or in what ways will you lean on him?
Yeah, you know, the biggest thing, I can't speak to later in the year, but right now it's, hey, I don't even know anybody, right? And Brian's been around for a long time. So he's been introducing me to people and making the introductions to people. And, you know, I'm a relationship guy, right? Like I like to have a relationship with all the crew guys and try and to build that up, because I think it makes it easier to be more invested in the team for everybody, right? So Brian's doing a great job of helping me get that ball rolling. And also from the technical side, it's all the information I can get, right? Brian's a really thorough crew chief. I can tell that just from being around him that he's on it and having those resources that he has an amazing database on. So far, I've learned a ton about the next gen car already. So trying to improve on that information and try and, you know, verify it with the driving later in the off season is going to be huge. But just using as much resources as we can. And I think Brian does a great job of doing that.
So Brian, for you, when you're working with a rookie, and as he said, everything's going to be new for him, not only the car, but team members, what will you expect out of him in his first year, or just maybe the way in which you want him to be present, or not necessarily just on the racetrack, but what will you expect of him as your driver?
Yeah, I think the biggest thing is communication and relationships, like we've already talked about. You know, I think he does a great job of that. I've obviously paid attention to what he's done in the Xfinity Series. And already, I think the communication is at a very good level to start with. So, but that's the biggest thing. In my history as a crew chief, you know, I started working on kind of the all-star car with a bunch of the Cup guys. And I really had to change and be flexible on my approach with Austin when he first started out. So, you know, I think I've learned that I need to be flexible in this situation. I need to make sure that I'm adapting and giving him exactly what he needs. That's the tough thing, is it's a brand new car. So together we have to figure out what we need. So that's going to be a lot of time, you know, on Mondays debriefing, trying to figure out what do we like, what direction do we need to go, making smart changes from week to week, utilizing what practice time we do have to make sure that we're building as quickly as we can.
You mentioned it there about you two have raced against each other, so you know each other in that regard. But Brian, when it comes to, as you said there, seeing him on the racetrack, how closely can you pay attention to another competitor who's not on your team? What can you kind of notice along the way, and what did you when it came to Harrison?
Well, I mean, it's no secret that in the garage, we scan everybody and we all pay attention to what everyone else is doing. So we've had them on our scan list for years now. So listening to the feedback, paying attention to it, you know, it's funny. My engineer has already brought up some of the things that he's heard those guys talk about. So from that standpoint, from the SMT standpoint, that's part of what we do, is every Monday we do a comparison to our competitors. So we've already seen some of the tendencies there in SMT. So yeah, I mean, obviously he's a great competitor and, you know, he has a ton of speed. So that's the biggest thing I'm excited about is, you know, getting to work with a guy that has so much speed. You know, he's got a great approach. I think he's very intelligent. So, you know, those are the things that I've noticed so far.
For both of you, as we talk, the announcement was made today, but I'm assuming it's been in the works for a while, so it's not new to both of you. So what have you two been doing just to start building that chemistry, maybe to just start building that communication and getting comfortable with each other?
You know, from my standpoint, I think it's just the communication. As soon as we knew that there was a possibility of this, we've started having conversations. I think that's the start. And it's always a little awkward to start with because you don't really know how much you can talk, and we're still competing with each other. So you don't really want to talk about the nuts and bolts of a setup, you know, but just starting to use all the tools that we have. Ford has given us a lot of time at the simulator. And I think that's going to be a great situation for me to learn his language, what he's talking about, what his scale is, what changes affect different things for him. So I think using a lot of those resources is going to be important.
And for me, it's all been, like Brian said, communication based, but you have to be honest about it, right? If you have a weakness or a strength that you want to cater to, especially with all the new things going on and something that gives you comfort, having the confidence to say, hey, man, I'm not the best at this. What can I do to get better? And that's been the best thing so far about this transition is everything that I say, hey, I want to work on this. It's like, yes, let's do it. What can we do? How can we make better? And it's just easy for me. And you move up to the cup level, there's more resources that become available for you. And the people around you are really willing to help you has been my experience. So just building on that, building on what I can do better and trying to, you know, work on the technical side and make myself better. It's been awesome so far, for sure.
Harrison, have you guys been close on that scale that Brian just mentioned of learning the lingo and kind of what you need? Because he said you guys have already started to spend some time in the simulator.
Yeah, it's been close, right? It's not been a Jurassic thing. I think the biggest thing is day one, hey, what's your number scale? Every driver, when they talk, is, you know, I'm a 1 out of 10 loose, or I'm a 1 out of 5 loose. And, you know, what does that even mean, right? And so spinning out and saying I'm a 4 out of 5 loose, you know, what's a 5 then, right? So stuff like that has been fun to kind of meet in the middle on. And, you know, as a driver, I'm kind of adapted to it. I don't have to have one system. So, you know, working on that together and kind of building that has been good.
Brian, I'm curious, obviously you've worked with a few different drivers over the years in the Xfinity series. When you first started out as a crew chief, there was, you know, the cycle of the Penske guys were in that car before Austin became full-time. So for you, I mean, I guess this is almost in a way, almost like when Austin came in, because he was a young guy really that was still getting his feet wet, so to speak. And now you're going to do it again with Harrison. So it's not necessarily a new thing for you to work with a younger driver that's still trying to get their bearing.
Yeah. And you know, from that standpoint, like I talked about, I had to change and adapt. You know, when I was working with the guys, they were busy with the cup schedule. So they didn't need or want as many meetings, or they had their regular job to attend to. So over the time with Austin, we've come up with a process, a routine that we think works. Like I said, I've got to be flexible to make sure that we make that work for Harrison. But I think routine is really important. Having those weekly meetings, even if you just sit there and you talk about something funny that happened over the weekend during the race, it's important to sit there and have the meetings, have the time to build the relationship within the team to make sure that the communication is really strong. I think that's the most important thing that I've had to adapt.
Brian, I'm also curious, because obviously you've seen the schedule for next year. There's one off weekend. There's a lot of work already that's going in with next gen. So testing, which we don't normally have. You as a leader now of the 21 team, are you going to be conscious of just trying to make sure your people aren't burning out on your team, right? Because next year, a lot of people have already talked about it. It's going to be a long year. It's going to be tough on everybody. So you as the leader, as I said, will that be something you keep in mind to make sure that your team is fresh and not, like I said, not burning out, and maybe you don't want to lose anybody?
It's very important. I mean, you don't want to be burned out by the time you get to the end of the season. Having one off weekend, like you said, is very tough. You know, we've tried to balance that even on the Xfinity side of how hard do we push. We all know that when you get to the playoffs, you have to take another step. When you get to Phoenix, you have to take another step on top of that. So I try to prepare my guys that, hey, when we get to that point of the season, it's going to be some long nights. But, you know, during the season with the Xfinity car, we come up with an idea. We might not push to say, hey, we have to have it this week. Let's work within the system. Let's work within whatever the car build schedule is. Let's make sure that we get it implemented on whatever car is being built at that time. But at the cup level, things move so fast that I don't know how well you can really wait on those things. So that's something we're going to have to weigh out. We're going to have to see, you know, where we stack up from a competitive standpoint. But it's definitely something I have to weigh out. We've even kicked around with that type of a schedule. Do we rotate in some of our guys? I've got the way it's shaping up right now, the team that we've got, it looks like I'm going to have some pretty solid guys that are at the shop that we might be able to rotate in as far as the crew standpoint goes to make sure that they stay really fresh. You know, but Harrison and I have also talked about that. I want him to be open with me where he's at. I can tailor schedules one way or another to make sure that we're not just grinding away and grinding ourselves down through the season.
Brian, what can you tell us about the team makeup of the 21? Is it going to change much? Is it going to be most of the guys that are already there? What can you share with us about any other changes that might happen over there?
Yeah, the conversation's still happening right now, so we don't have definite answers. There's a few key guys that I've worked with that I feel like understand what it takes to build a team. And so those are some guys that I've identified internally that I really want to make sure that stick with us. But there's also a lot of veteran experience over there on the Wood Brothers team. So, you know, getting to know those guys, blending that all together, I think is happening right now. But I'm really excited about the direction it's going.
Before we keep talking some more about the Cup stuff, let's close the door on your respective Xfinity Series careers. Harrison, let me jump back to you. A couple playoff appearances, a couple wins. How do you feel just closing that chapter of your life now as you fully ingrain yourself in the Cup Series?
Yeah, it was an awesome experience. I learned a lot about myself, about what I need to do to be better. And, you know, I jumped to the Xfinity Series after a not great year in the Truck Series, right? I went 1 year in trucks and to Xfinity, and felt like I was instantly running better in Xfinity. And I kind of found a home there and enjoyed that. You know, on the other hand, it's sometimes disappointing because 22 car beat us in the championship last year, and then the 18 car won it this year, right? And that was our goal. So not reaching that goal is always frustrating, but at the end of the day, it's, you know, a lot of things have to come together to win a championship. And the biggest thing I can be proud of is the effort I put in over there and the relationships I gained over there and the knowledge I gained. I feel like I'm a much more complete driver now, having experienced a lot of what I did in Xfinity. And I'm really excited to try and apply that hunger and that drive and that knowledge I gained to the Cup Series. It's an awesome opportunity to kind of start fresh and with a new car. And so I think the guys that really grasp a lot during the off season and really kind of get their hands under as much as they can, it's going to be a huge advantage for them into the season for sure.
When you say you learn a lot, obviously a lot of drivers say that, right? Because it's such a step going from one series to another. So when you think about your overall time in the Xfinity Series, what's the one big lesson or the one big thing that stood out?
You know, I think it's just all the details, and that's getting ready to be ramped up again, right? But in trucks, it was, hey, this is this racetrack. This is how you drive it. Here's what you're learning about it. Obviously, it's at a high level, but you move up to Xfinity and you have more resources and you're able to look at more details, right? Like, how fast do I get off of pit road when the jack drops? How many spots do I gain on restarts? How many spots do I lose on restarts? What's my pit road speed like? And all these things that are so important to maintaining track position and getting track position, and the smallest percentage of a mishap, right? And you lose track position. And the top 12 to 13 Xfinity cars are kind of in that same boat. Now it's going to be the top 30 in Cup, right? Of the guys that are maintaining every small detail, working really hard on every little thing. And so, you know, I'm excited to try and apply that learning curve again and try and get back under it.
Brian, your numbers, you know, your numbers are quite impressive. I think in just the last, 3 years with Austin, it was 14 wins, but 23 overall in the series, 2 owner's titles, the driver's championship. You made yourself quite known in the Xfinity Series and had quite a successful run there, didn't you?
Well, I think our friend Wayne Auten would be proud. He always likes to remind us that names are made here, and I guess I made my name. But yeah, I'm proud of it for sure. Obviously, we're coming off of a disappointment in Phoenix, but I've had to explain to my guys that one race doesn't define what we've done. Really proud of all the boxes we've checked and how the team has grown, the things we've been able to do. But ultimately, when you're in the Xfinity Series, the most important goal is to make sure that you're growing to a point where you have an opportunity to go Cup racing. And you know, for Austin to be able to get that, for me to be able to get that, for some of my guys to be able to get that opportunity, that's the thing I'm most proud of. And ultimately, you can't lose sight of that in the Xfinity Series. That's what you're trying to do.
Brian, where will being a Cup Series crew chief when you, again, you filled in for a couple races, but now that it's official, that you have your own team, when that goes on the resume, where will that fall for you on the list of cool things or, I guess, accomplishments in racing for you?
Yeah, it's top of the list. I mean, that's the pinnacle. You want to compare yourself against the best of the best. So, yeah, I've done a few fill-in jobs for Paul, and I'm proud of that. But ultimately, it was his team. It was a team that he had built. So, you know, I love working with my guys. I'm proud of the team that I've built on the Xfinity side, and now we get to do it again. I think we're starting in a great place, but I really want to get to that point where, you know, I feel like we're as competitive on the Cup side as what we've been on the Xfinity side. So, you know, I'm proud to get the opportunity, but I'm going to be more proud when we get to the point where I feel like we've got a team that can compete for wins and championships.
Harrison, obviously next year is going to be a big historical year for NASCAR in general with a lot of changes coming to the Cup Series. Next gen, as you guys mentioned, so car numbers, single lugs, just so much going on in the Cup Series. And you get to be a rookie the year that it all kind of takes into effect. So not only that, but again, as I mentioned, the fact you're going to be a rookie in the Cup Series, have you thought at all about maybe ways to document your first year or ways to just keep track of everything and really have something to look back on?
You know, not really. It's a good idea though, right? My mind is always, you know, how do I go faster, right? So you kind of lose a lot of, I guess, moments that you could have found a way to keep, just kind of getting lost in that. So maybe I should make sure my family or girlfriend helps me with that, just because it is, it's going to be a whirlwind of trying to learn everything. But also, you know, I'm driving for one of the most historic race teams, a young guy getting an opportunity to kind of join the sport when everything is resetting. So I have kind of an advantage on other rookies there, right? We play our cards, right? I do. And it's awesome. It's like Brian said earlier, it's a dream come true for kind of me as well, as driving for the Wood Brothers and having the help from Team Penske and Ford and all those amazing, you know, group of people that I get to work around. Gosh, you know, I can't ask for anything more. So now's the time to go perform on it, right? And go use those resources and go run up front and try and, you know, get a foundation built, and then we'll move from there.
Yeah, what a miss on my part to not mention that in the question of driving for obviously a very famous race team. And I know you've talked about that before, Harrison, but how much more real is it now? You've got your swag there, as I said, when you came on, you got your hat, looks like you got your shirt. The season is over. So now, again, you're fully starting to get ingrained in the Cup Series with the Wood Brothers, Virginia team, you're a Virginia family. How much more real now is it starting to sink in? Is it starting to feel?
Oh, you know, it's as real as it could get, right? There's a test going on soon. You're getting ready to go drive and test, and all right, let's go get it. And so working with these guys, it definitely feels real, which is great. You know, you don't want to be kind of lost in the, oh, I can't believe this is happening stage. You know, it's happening, and now you got to go and make the best of it, right? Whenever the talks were first starting for me to drive this car or drive for, you know, this organization, it was, oh my gosh, you know, I just hope that happens, right? Okay, now that that's happening, you know, make the most of it. And so we've all wanted these opportunities since we were little kids to go racing Cup. At least I have, since I was, you know, 6 years old watching my dad do it. I felt like that was what I wanted to do for my whole life and got a chance to do it. So it's time to go make the most of it.
Brian, explain for fans who, they obviously know that the Wood Brothers have a technical alliance with Team Penske, but for those who don't know maybe necessarily the extent of it, explain for fans how that's going to work, how the relationship is going to work, how open it's going to be, four teams are going to be. Harrison's already spoken about he's going to have veterans to lean on. But again, for fans who don't understand it, just explain how exactly that works and how you'll work with your counterparts who, again, you've been there for many years, so they're not new to you.
Yeah, absolutely. I think it's a great opportunity. It's a completely open notebook. All of our notes are in the same database as what theirs are. So anything that they're trying setup-wise, I'm well aware of it. I'm involved in all the meetings. We're having a meeting this afternoon to talk about the Charlotte test next week. So 100% open notebook, plus the fact that I've got a really long relationship with all the crew chiefs, a lot of the engineers, a lot of the car chiefs. I've known the people that are here at Penske for obviously my whole career and have great relationships with them. So I think I can lean on that. If there's any questions about what they're thinking about for a weekend, I can easily text them, call them, or just walk over to their office and talk to them. So I think that's the best way to explain it. It's completely open notebook.
You mentioned it there. We've got a Charlotte test coming up. There's one at Phoenix coming up. There's one after the new year at Daytona coming up. So going to be very busy getting ready with this brand new race car. I assume that the work, though, has already started when it comes to next gen, right?
Yeah, it has. You know, again, leaning on the resources at Team Penske, they've already been working on some starting setups for Charlotte. And, you know, to drive home the point of how aligned we are, a lot of the test plan is going to be shared amongst the teams. And so that's part of what the meeting is this afternoon, is to talk about, hey, what's the 21 going to try? What's the 22 going to try? What are the different teams going to try, to make sure that we gain as much information as we can? So, you know, within our group, I think we're balancing a couple things where I want to use a few runs to try some very basic changes just to get my scale aligned with Harrison's feedback. So I think we've got to check that box, but then we also have to make sure we check the box for the bigger company, you know, and the alliances, and making sure that we're doing as much as we can to learn about this car and make sure we have a fast car going into next year.
You kind of answered it there, but I was going to ask kind of what's been at the top of your list to just for you to start getting familiar with this car, because you've spent the last year in Xfinity as, again, everybody else in Team Penske was already starting to kind of get an idea for it. So what's been top of your list to just get comfortable, maybe to try to understand what you can about this car before you get it on track next week?
Yeah, that's the toughest thing. You know, I think I just started with a list of what's different. What have we not been able to work with before? And obviously the rear suspension stands out. You know, there's a lot of things you can change with the rear suspension that we have not been able to change before. So trying to get my head around what does that do? You know, paying attention to, you know, anything that the guys have done previously. You know, obviously they had a roval test. They've done a lot of simulator work within Team Penske. So trying to learn as much from what they've already done, I think is the biggest thing for me. Other than that, it's still a race car. You know, you still got to go out there, and I'm sure at some point we're going to be loose in, tight center, loose off. It's what race cars do. So, you know, I've got to keep that in mind that it's still a race car. I'm still going to have to lean on communication to make sure I'm making the best changes to give Harrison the car that he needs.
Harrison, you know, rookies normally don't get testing at all. Now, granted, we're testing a brand new race car, but still testing. It's still time on the racetrack. So for you, what's going to be on your agenda? Obviously, the team's going to work on just learning this car as you will. But is there anything else that you want to use these tests to your advantage for?
The biggest thing is just familiarize yourself with the race car, you know, and understand what it does in certain situations. For me, it's, oh my goodness, I've got to figure out how this car is going to race in traffic. I got to figure out what changes are going to help, what changes aren't going to help, and where they're going to help. And a lot of it is really aligned with what Brian was talking about, right? Because, you know, our feedback throughout the year is so important. And right now it's kind of hard to, hey man, I'm two numbers loose into three and I'm a little tight in the center, right? And he's going to say, okay, but you know, we don't know exactly what is a huge needle mover for that at the moment. And so figuring those things out in the test is nothing but the most important things, right? So for me, if you give me a fast race car, I can drive it a heck of a lot better. And so that's our main goals of the test is to get familiar with each other and try and build that, you know, rapport with each other and also the car.
Yeah, it's all about that communication that I keep going back to. That's really going to give you guys, again, a chance to work with each other kind of in race simulation type deals to build that communication, which you normally wouldn't have other than maybe, I guess, the simulator at Ford, huh?
Yeah, exactly. It's a huge opportunity for us. Every test, you know, for me, I'm going to prepare for it like it's a race, because the better I can do as a driver, the more I can show up prepared, the better I think our findings will be, the more we'll learn. If I spend half a day getting up to speed, you know, that's the half a day wasted of us trying to get better as a race team and trying to get better, trying to, you know, learn each other. Obviously, there's going to be some moments where I'm unsure of what the new car is going to do. But, you know, as long as I stay confident and prepare as well as I can with as little information as we've got, that'll be really important for sure.
Yeah. So inside the race car is obviously going to be different too. So this question, I guess, can fall to both of you, because on your end, Brian, with him dealing with a digital dash, I believe that means that you all on the pit box will have information that you'll be able to see and tell him flip to whatever page. So for you, that's going to be different as well, right? Because in the Xfinity series, you guys were still using the regular tack. So that'll be something you've got to get used to, I'm assuming, as well. You and the engine, well, the engineers, I guess, would be used to it. But now you having that information at your disposal.
Yeah, absolutely. That's I think Harrison touched on it. There's way more information, way more details that we can look at. And that's true as far as in the race. You know, as far as the digital dash goes, that's something that we can utilize the Ford simulator for. They have a dash to where we could go through different programmings and say, okay, here's what all the other guys on the cup level have looked at. Which one do you prefer? We can fine tune it and tailor it there before we get to an event. So, you know, utilizing that's going to be huge. But yeah, as far as, you know, different things inside the car, I mean, down to, it's going to be a little bit different getting onto pit road and getting into the pit box. And, you know, Harrison's already brought that up. So making sure that, you know, once we do get a pit stop car that we can use, practicing those things, you know, a lot of little details that we're going to try to find solutions to make sure that we're ahead of the curve on the learning.
Yeah. So Harrison, I'm assuming you've already kind of taken a look, or you know what's inside the race car, not just with the digital dash, but the shifter is different. I don't know if you all are going to use it, but I know there's the option for the rear view camera, which I'm fascinated by, because that you just don't think about something like that in racing. So for you, what's kind of been your first take on just all of the things you're going to have inside that cockpit, or all the things are going to be different, such as shifting? You know, drivers are used to that H pattern, and now it's a paddle shifter.
Yeah. It's going to be different, but the same. I think it's still a NASCAR race car, and you can tell, right? You get in and there's a ton of roll bars around you. You're in a kind of cocoon in a seat, and you kind of have that feeling of, yeah, it's not that different. But then you kind of start looking around and, oh, there's a sequential shifter. No, the dash is way moved up towards the windshield, right? And there's a rear view camera mounted. And yeah, there's some differences there, right? And so getting used to, you know, shifting, I think will be, there's speed in that for restarts and road courses. But I think it'll be more about how the car handles will be the biggest differences, right? The sequential shifter is really fun and cool. I got a shifter cart, which has a sequential shifter on it. So I've been driving that in the off season, trying to get ready for that because I knew I was going to drive a sequential shifter. So yeah, it's going to be different for sure. But the biggest thing is figuring out the characteristics of how it drives and what you can do in what situations.
Yeah. I got two more things and we'll wrap it up. So Harrison, let me stay with you for a second. Has anybody come to you and maybe given you not necessarily advice, but said, hey, this is how it goes in the Cup Series, or hey, this is what you can expect? And I asked that because I was laughing, what was it, at Martinsville or Phoenix when Allmendinger was picking on Cindric about Brian, as you know, of hey, go to the Cup Series and there's a lot this, or this is how it's going to be. Has anybody done that to you, of not just the normal advice of going racing in the Cup Series, but maybe something funny about taking that next step?
Not really. My dad kind of has a little bit, right? He did it for 20 years, so he knows what it's like. And more of his is not really funny. His is just very serious. His feedback on it, you know, this is going to be the hardest thing you've ever done in your life. You have to work harder than you ever have in your life. All that stuff that, you know, motivational dads are trying to say. It's the same as a football dad, right? He's trying to pump his son up to go play linebacker. You got to hit those guys. You know, my dad is that way, which is fun for me and him to kind of have that relationship. But it's been all focused on Xfinity until the season was over. And me and Brian kind of talked about that, was we're trying to just get switched over. And how do we go from Xfinity to Cup and all that? But I'm sure someone will come up and say something like AJ did. I thought AJ was pretty funny.
Yeah, I think he said something like there's more beer over there or something, or I hope you like beer or something to that.
Yeah, he was like, after 10 years, you're going to be a heavy drinker is what he told him. And so I don't know if I believe that. I don't think Austin is going to turn into a heavy drinker.
Yeah. Well, how about you? You make sure, you know, the same advice might apply to you over there.
No, I'll be all right too. Yeah. I don't really, you know, I turned 21 and I didn't really throw a big party or anything. I'm not really huge on it, but it's a different world, right? Yeah. Everyone's going to be racing every single weekend and being in that grind. And I see where AJ's joking, but he's not, right? Where it's going to be stressful at times. It's going to be times where you're, oh my gosh, I don't know if I can do this. And then there's going to be times where you feel like Superman. And so staying kind of even keel through all that is really important.
Before I get to my last question, I just thought of something, Brian, I wanted to throw your way, because we've mentioned Austin now a few times. And I don't know why, but it just struck me that you're going to go from working with him and helping develop him to now racing against him in one of those things where, to me, it would be like, man, I helped develop that kid. Now I got to go out and try and beat him again. Have you thought about that?
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. No, I've definitely thought about it because we've got a long relationship. It's obviously not going to end just because we're not working together. But I've been in the sport long enough that I've dealt with that, whether it's crew members, crew chiefs that I've worked with, engineers that I've worked with. The garage, you know, it's one big family, and there's a lot of people in both the Xfinity garage and the Cup garage that I've worked with before. So it's always fun when you compete against your friends. Sometimes that can ratchet up the competitiveness. So I feel like, you know, he's still in house, but he's a competitor and he's still a friend. So it's going to be a fun situation.
Yeah. All right. I'll wrap it up with one last question now, I promise. So this is a question for both of you. Harrison, I'll let you go first. And then Brian, you can have the last word as the veteran here. Harrison, again, starting off, you're going to run for the Wood Brothers. You're going to be the driver. Are you just preparing yourself? There's going to be a lot of talk, I'm sure you know, about getting that 100th win eventually for the Wood Brothers. Are you prepared for that?
Yeah. You know, that's our goal, right? We're not here to just be a part of it. We're here to try and be performers in this series and move the needle for our race team and go in the right direction, right? It's for them. It's been, yeah, think about winning 100 races, how important that is. And they're so close to it, right? They're sitting right there, one win away. And, you know, if you go into the Cup Series and assume, oh, I'm happy to do this and do that, I think you're going to be in trouble quick. You always have to shoot for goals, like to win. And so as a competitor, I'm more than ready to go take on that goal, because I'm really just excited to have the resources that I have And as a young kid coming up, it's always been, oh, when I get there, I just hope I can do it, right? And I feel like I'm getting more confident as the days go by with the people I've got around me that we can do it. And just try and execute the best we can and try and focus on the little things, and that'll turn into the big things for sure.
All right, Brian, I'll give you the final word. I'm sure you know there's already been plenty of talk over the years since that 99th win of the next one being the 100th. So as I said to Harrison, are you ready for that? You ready to take on that challenge?
Yeah, absolutely. It's funny. Martinsville, we had a tech day on Friday. And as soon as we got through tech, a few of us went over to Stewart and went through the museum. And you're there and you're seeing all the history and you know, you're getting a tour from Len and Eddie and the weight of it starting to sink in. And we go back out to the front and they showed me, hey, over here, this is our winner's wall. And notice that there's a space open. No pressure, right? So it's a fun relationship. It's a fun challenge to have in front of you. Obviously, anytime you can get a cup win, it's going to be a huge day. But if we're able to do that, I think we will be able to do that. It's going to be a great day, not only for us, but for the most historical team in NASCAR.
Absolutely. Well, gentlemen, I appreciate the time. Congratulations again on coming together and getting ready to embark on, I guess you would say, rookie seasons for both of you in the Cup Series. And again, I know there's a lot of work ahead. So I appreciate the time. And once again, congratulations.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you so much. I appreciate it.
As always, my thanks again to both Brian and Harrison for the time. They gave me quite a bit of it. We had blocked out about a 45-minute window. We didn't use all of it, but I felt like the time that we had together was great, and I appreciate their honesty and their insight into what it's going to be like going Cup Series racing for both of them. Brian, again, has that history in the Cup Series. He was an engineer for Brad Keselowski on that two team. When Brad won the championship, Brad and Paul Wolf won the championship in 2012, and then became a crew chief in the Xfinity Series, working on the All-Star car with a host of Team Penske drivers, and then when Austin Cindric took over full-time, and they won a bunch of races in that championship. So Brian is not unfamiliar to the Cup Series. Harrison, of course, made his Cup Series debut, so he's got a little bit on his resume, but it's going to be, as I said, kind of a rookie season for both of them in 2022, and it's going to be really great to see them together. That 21 car, the company car for Ford, I guess you could say, because of their deep ties to Ford Motor Company, Wood Brothers Racing, ready to go in a fresh direction. NextGen's giving them the chance to do that, and they've got their lineup, Brian Wilson and Harrison Burton. So thank you again to both of them. Harrison and Brian, quite accomplished in their Xfinity Series careers, and now we get to watch them take the next step into the Cup Series. My thanks as well to Kyle Zimmerman from Team Penske for helping coordinate and getting both Brian and Harrison on the schedule on Zoom and making sure it was on their calendars and making sure this conversation happened. That is all for this week. Thank you again for clicking on the podcast, for getting us this far. I am blown away and I am humbled and grateful that we've made it 200 episodes. Thankful for all of you. If you liked what you heard today or any of the recent episodes, please leave a rating and review. You can do that here, or you can send me feedback on social media. My Twitter handle is @KellyCrandall. You can find me on Facebook as well as Instagram. My name across the board, so you should not have any problems finding me. And make sure you hit that subscribe button. New episodes drop every Monday. And as you can tell, we are going through the off season. We are not going to have a break here on the podcast this year because of Patreon. If you are a Patreon member, let me thank you once again for doing that. If you are interested in what Patreon is, you've been hearing me talk about that the last couple months, please go to patreon.com/KellyCrandall and you can see what I'm hoping to accomplish over there. Speaking of Patreon, I want to give another shout out to my official Patreon members. You guys sign up with the promise of being mentioned on the podcast, and I know that I do that when you initially sign up, but I figure it's appropriate and probably worth it to make sure that you feel appreciated once more. So how about we just do it one more time? It's been a couple weeks, so anybody who wants to get their name mentioned, let me go through the list here. Alex Andreev, Alex Pulowski, Andrew Sherwin, Andy Roberts, Cynthia Fizikas, David Merrow, Janice Barrett, Jason Anderson, Joan Esmond, Ken Steiner, Kevin Young, Mark Schaefer, Mike Joy, and Tim McCluskey. And again, I apologize if I pronounced anybody's names wrong. You are all my official patrons at the entry level, the lowest level. I appreciate your support just as anybody else, so I just want to make sure you again get a shout out here on the podcast. For everyone else who is on Patreon, I hope you're enjoying the show notes or the episode clips and seeing who the guests are before anybody else does. Just one reason to go check out what Patreon is. So thank you again for those who have done that. With episode 200 in the books, that means we're going to episode 201 next week, and it is the return of Kip Childress, the pace car driver for the NASCAR Cup Series, as well as the assistant Cup Series director. Kip was on the podcast back at the beginning of the year, and there was so much that we didn't get into, and I know there were some people who were hoping that he would come back, so it is part two of Kip to, well, basically, one. We started the year with Kip in about January, February, so now we're going to go into December with Kip. So he will be episode 201 coming next week. I hope you will join me then right here on the Racing Writers Podcast.